This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three, the Wednesday edition of the show. If you can bring up whatever's on your mind, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Still to come here, a former police officer molesting a 14-year-old boy. Bin Laden, has he actually come out and claimed responsibility for 9/11? Plus, what would Jesus do about a porn store? We'll explore all that and more in your calls at 800-259-9231 as we go back to the phones, back to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
So, Brett, you'd asked a question before the break, and for those of us who are just tuning in, what was your question once again?
Well, I just wanted to see how you guys felt about computer crimes. I mean, when you got to ask yourself, are magnetically stored ones and zeros actually your property? Can you claim that as your property? You know, I can't really figure it out myself, so I just kind of wanted to see what you guys thought about it.
Excellent question. So, I mean, were you leaning in one direction or another, Brett, or you just wanted to know what we thought?
See, I'm not sure. Like, I'm exactly right down the middle, because on one hand, you know, I just got a virus and I'm pretty mad about it. But on the same hand, you've got to look at it from the freedom perspective. And do I want to be paying to keep, you know, some nerds in jail because they wrote a virus?
That's a good question. Also, what about the amount of money that you might have to pay the virus enforcement crew, the ones that are going investigating these so-called crimes as well?
That's
I mean,
true.
There would be other costs involved.
Well,
yeah. Versus paying $20 for a virus, you know, antivirus software and doing
if
what you
ones
need
and
to.
Zeros are on your computer, I would say those ones and zeros as magnetically stored data are yours.
You possess your hard drive, that's for sure.
And if I were to, you know, create something that goes and destroys them, I say that means that I committed a crime. In the same way, if I were to create a little robot that would go in and set fire to your store.
Okay, here's my question now.
Okay.
Every night I go and download the Free Talk Live archives. I'm downloading those same exact ones and zeros that originated from Ian's computer. Is that suddenly my property because I downloaded it?
It is because we gave it to you.
I don't know. I mean,
We did, though. You know, I mean, we are giving Free Talk Live away.
But
and if you pay for it, the subscription, go ahead.
When you're looking at it from a law perspective, you know, and you have to, you know, think about how it's going to go over in court, that you can't tell me that you would say that's my property. And as a judge, that's your property. Wouldn't you agree?
It's your property. You copied it. You didn't take the files from us. You copied those files. There's still a copy on our server being copied to hundreds and hundreds of other individuals.
Now,
I guess.
Personally say that if you go out and you take software that someone created and they intend to sell, and then you swipe that software, and then you intend to sell that software to someone else, and you attempt to copy it, you copy it and then sell it to someone else, that you've committed a crime.
I think that I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brett.
I agree there. That's all I was saying.
Well, I think that when it comes to committing that crime, Mark, I think that what we might want to do is maybe have the individuals involved bring charges. I don't think I want to see the state involved in bringing charges in computer crime.
I don't think I want the investigation to go on by the state, certainly.
No, I don't want to put greasy 14-year-old kids in jail either. But it is... My first thought is that, yes, it's absolutely wrong to send somebody a virus. And being that the person who's received said virus has purchased the computer, probably purchased software for the computer.
Right.
And for some people, take for instance games such as World of Warcraft, Diablo, EverQuest, it's a source of income. Those ones and zeros are making you money, buying and selling different items on on said games. And by a virus coming onto your computer and possibly destroying your hard drive, that's destroying your means by which to create a life for yourself.
Or at least a supplement. It's certainly something that you could maybe determine damages. Now, again...
So you're thinking about like a... having the company maybe who was involved do the investigation privately, and then if they feel that it's needed, take them to court or something like that?
I think there's so many different scenarios, obviously.
Right.
I mean, computers are in homes or in companies.
In the computer virus scenario, I think that guy needs a little time.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, why wouldn't restitution be good enough there?
It would be. Well, he's in jail.
But then somebody's got to pay. Okay, so then we're changing to the restitution model where he pays for himself being in jail. Now, not everybody has to go to jail to provide restitution, though, Mark. I mean, you could probably get your restitution faster if you allowed the person to stay free.
I think a lot of these guys that are making viruses, just a generalization, are you know, lowlifes that happen to have a computer.
A lot of them are just teenagers.
And not making a lot of money. Yes, I get that they're teenagers and bored. That's why the teenager, in particular, in my opinion, needs the time.
I see.
A little bit of time.
Brett, any other thoughts for us?
Nope, that'll be all.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I don't know how I feel about jail time on that. I mean, it is
someone's property.
Restitution is appropriate. Do you think that the state should bring charges, Mark?
Do you think that the state should bring charges if somebody comes along and sets your truck on fire?
No, I think that I should bring those charges. I think the state shouldn't have any business in that.
But are you going to use the criminal justice system to bring those charges?
Well, presumably, if that's what's available to use.
Yeah.
Well, in which case, that's not the state bringing charges. That's the mechanism that I would use.
Then you and I agree on in that respect.
Let's talk to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Mark. Hello.
Evening, folks.
Hey, what's up?
Howdy.
I believe I have an analogy that will help make it clear to Ian, because you're so crazy and fringe on everything, exactly why it's a real, you know, punishable thing.
Well, I didn't say there was anything unpunishable about it. Are you suggesting the state should bring charges? That's all my question is should the state bring charges, or should it be up to the individual?
Suffice to say, this is one of those where wherever that close hair is, I'm perfectly willing to get there first.
Huh?
Anyway,
I don't understand your answer. What?
Well, I'm a minarchist.
Okay.
As if that made it easier. But here's my analogy. If you own a very valuable oil painting, do you not also own the sort of organization of how those paints are on the canvas? If someone came along and just kind of, you know, screwed where the paint is on the canvas,
mm-hmm.
they haven't taken anything from you, but it's a lot worse than rearranging stuff on your desk.
Yeah.
Right, they've taken your peace of mind, if you will, that you had an original and now it's been ruined, even if it's still there.
They took the value of what you owned. The value was its information. There's nothing like new about computers in that particular respect.
Okay. So what would you do in that case?
Oh man, I'd stick the law on them. I think there's a place for the courts.
Well, I think that what Ian's saying here, and this is a fine point and you have to kind of stick with it, is that he believes the police should be there for dispute resolution in some way. Like, I should have to pick up the phone and say, ring, ring, police, I have been, you know, burglarized, or my oil painting's been wrecked, or whatever it is that you say. And then if you decide, for whatever reason, the person has made it right with you, you can drop the case and the state can't pick it up. In the current system, the state picks up charges and brings charges against people. And it's sort of around the drug war model, because no one's bringing charges in a drug war. No one's bringing charges in prostitution. No one's bringing charges in gambling. These are things brought by the state. And that's what he's talking about.
I didn't realize that that was the case.
I didn't either. And that's just how poorly he was explaining it.
Wow.
Well,
all right, Dennis.
If there's no affronted party, there's no crime. It's very simple. And the government is not a party.
But even if, as Mark just pointed out, even if there was an affronted party who decided, no, I'm all right, it's okay, I'm dropping the charges, the state should not be allowed to pick those charges up, even if they could say, but somebody was harmed.
Well, exactly. Right. If they feel there's no harm, there's no harm. Sounds good.
Well, then we're all in agreement. Dennis, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I'm sorry I didn't make that clear.
Mm-hmm. When you were specifically saying, should you bring the charges or should the state, I was seeing that you were saying, like, I should go to court and say, Jason messed with my painting, and he should be, you know, free and unfettered in that, kind of like a civil case. And that's, I do not agree with that. I believe there should be a criminal division and a civil division for different kinds of crimes.
Well, you're saying that you could bring criminal charges versus civil charges on a virus, that sort of thing?
I think that a virus is criminal, and that includes a certain restitution.
Would the person be able to be arrested pending an investigation, or would you have to do the investigation, find out who it was, and then arrest them?
Unfortunately, I think that there's a reason for arresting people ahead of time and holding them on bond.
Yikes, I don't know if I agree with that at all. 800-259-9231, just because somebody accuses me of writing a virus does not mean that I should be arrested without any evidence. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484. 8484.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark,
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The listener map is there. You can go and add yourself to it, or just scroll around and see the 1,300-plus listeners from around the world that have added themselves to our listener map at map.freetalklive.com. Again, that's map.freetalklive.com. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Continuing on the technical side of things, let's talk to Ken in Massachusetts. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Mark. Hello. Hello. Ken? Sounded like he was getting in a fight or something there with a wife. Well, Ken, call us back if you feel like it.
Well, I hope everything turns out okay.
800-259-9231.
I hope there's bloodshed.
All right. So I asked the question at the beginning of the hour, what would Jesus do about a porn store?
Hold, I thought, wait a second.
What?
I thought we were going to talk about should somebody be held on bond if they committed a crime.
Oh, right. Oh, well, okay, fine. Let's go back to that then. The scenario was I allegedly have written a virus. I've transmitted it to you, Mark, and you find out that you have a virus. You believe it was me that did it. You call the cops, and you believe the cops should come and arrest and hold me until they've managed to glean enough evidence to bring charges?
Well, I would also like to posit that perhaps somebody murdered someone or raped someone, and you know, the charges have been brought against that person, and then the cops should go and collect that person and hold them.
What?
Would you say that somebody who's been charged with murder, who did it, it's possible that they'd flee?
Yeah, but like, usually when they charge someone with murder, they've already gathered some evidence in order to get a warrant, for instance, to go and get their go and arrest them.
Let's hope that there's some evidence. I don't think that the cops wouldn't just arrest. The cops wouldn't be in a libertarian world, or the one that I'm positing, just an arm of anybody who has a vendetta.
Oh, well, that's what you made it sound like before.
Well, no, I thought we were talking about should people be held on bond. Innocent till proven guilty. I thought that's what we were
discussing.
No.
I specifically, I believe I made it clear that you would be arresting the individual simply based on your say-so. Well, so-and-so wrote a virus. And then they would go and gather the evidence. I was saying, shouldn't they gather the evidence first and then make the arrest?
Oh, I can't believe that I didn't catch that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I thought we were going to discuss what is a sticky situation holding somebody before they've had a trial. And I would posit to you that in a libertarian world, the right to a speedy trial would in fact be a right to a speedy trial.
Oh, sure.
Because the world would, the system wouldn't be clogged up with a
drug users.
Drug dealers and sure. Drug users and all this other stuff.
In total agreement. Let's try Ken again. Ken, back from Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Mark. Hello, Ken.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Network neutrality, I just want to get your viewpoint on it.
Can you define what network neutrality is?
It's what we have on the Internet right now. It basically prevents companies like AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast from deciding which websites work best for you based on who pays them the most.
Is that considered network neutrality?
Network neutrality makes all websites work equally.
Okay. Well, do you...
And right now, Congress is pushing a bill... or a law that would prevent network neutrality from happening and make companies be able to pay them to get other websites.
So let me see if I understand this. The bill that's facing Congress at the moment will allow, for instance, Google to pay internet providers a certain amount of money to deliver their website faster than some other websites.
That's if we get rid of network neutrality.
I see. Now, is network neutrality actually a law that's on the books, or is it just the way things are?
Right now, it's just the way things are.
Right. Yeah, I see no reason to that we need to pass a law. I mean, if a internet service provider wants to start throttling bandwidth or throttling websites, allowing or disallowing certain access to certain websites, then they'll be punished by the marketplace, because the marketplace, I think, wants fast access to all of the internet, and therefore if they find out that, for instance, say AT&T has started to disallow Yahoo or make Yahoo very, very slow in comparison to Google, for instance, then they might get angry and decide to switch service providers. So I don't see why the law even needs to be involved.
Well, right now it looks like, so far, recent votes have been to keep network neutrality, but in the past, votes have been to get rid of network neutrality. Like,
yeah, I know the technical industry is pretty concerned with this. There are a lot of people that are certainly arguing over this whole network neutrality issue at the moment, and I certainly hope that more laws aren't passed. So my answer, less laws is better.
Okay.
There you go, Ken. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Did you guys have thoughts on that?
Well, I think that more used websites should get delivered a little more fast, a little more quickly, but I don't know everything about the Internet, so I have to agree. Fewer laws is better. The less Congress steps in the middle, the better off we're going to be.
I guess I just don't understand why a law needs to be passed to allow businesses to operate in this way. I mean, if they are, you know, if Comcast, for instance, is the gatekeeper as far as what can get through to your connection, and they are, why couldn't they just put in inhibitions to certain websites? That's their business. Could be their business model. It's a bad one, in my opinion, but shouldn't they be free to make bad choices?
My biggest problem with it is that internet service providers are the mostly in town. They're the phone company or the cable company, and the phone company and the cable company are monopolies that are put in place by the county or the city or whatever municipality it is that decides in that particular area.
Right.
So essentially,
but they're not internet monopolies.
They're not.
They're competing.
What do you mean?
Well, Verizon, for here it's Verizon and Comcast. They're competing for internet.
Yes, they're competing, but they're put in place, and they're competing on via different venues. I mean, the cable,
right.
Cable is, by its nature, faster than DSL.
Okay.
And they're not...
But not faster than Fios, which is Verizon's new thing that they're doing.
Well, okay.
They're still competing
but there's
for
only two companies.
Okay.
Regardless, that are placed as monopolies in a market.
I understand
to
that.
Provide the particular service. My point is if they weren't placed as monopolies, we would have more service internet service providers.
I agree.
And then, therefore, you wouldn't have the net neutrality thing wouldn't be an issue because then they would have to pay so many different providers that it wouldn't make sense financial sense to pay them all. And
no doubt, if we had a more free market in internet access, this wouldn't be an issue. You're
if
right.
I didn't like the way Google was being delivered or freetalklive.com was being delivered via my computer, I could always choose another one of these.
That's correct.
ISPs.
But even in a doomsday scenario, if both both Verizon and Comcast got together and decided, hey, we're going to lock out Yahoo unless they pay us $1 million a year, then that would be okay because then somebody else in the marketplace might create a wireless internet provider, for instance, that would get a big old access point in the middle of town, a big antenna up on top of a building, and start providing unfettered wireless access to individuals. So just because they have the hard line...
That isn't exactly cheap at this point, and it isn't exactly...
But if there's demand for it...
It doesn't go very far.
If there's demand for it, it'll be developed.
It will get cheaper.
There would be other options. And despite the fact that there are only two choices in a lot of places... There's still a decent amount of competition because they keep one-upping one another for bandwidth, so the idea that they would both collude together to exclude one particular website, like most cartels, it probably wouldn't last for very long. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. What would Jesus do about a sex shop, about a porn store? Well, we'll explore what one of his followers did in his name coming up in Waldo, Florida. It's on the way. Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now. 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there for your perusal over, 100,000 posts. Over about 1,200 people interacting there. Variety of topics, serious stuff, fun stuff as well. Freetalklive.com. BBS, actually, freetalklive.com. All right, let's see. We're going to talk about Jesus in the sex shop here in a moment. But first, we go to the phones, and let's talk to Charlie in New Mexico. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. I just want to comment on the immigration checkpoints we've been talking about the last couple days.
Yeah, the permanent installations, the multi-million-dollar checks checkpoints scattered throughout the Southwest. Do tell.
Yeah, so I drive down to Las Cruces in El Paso about once or so, and on the way back, I got to go through one, but not on the way there.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm white, I've never been stopped or even told to slow down all that much. But it's weird, the statist reaction to that. I was driving with a guy one time who, you know, rolled down the window, took off his sunglasses, turned off the radio, and I was like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I got to show respect to these guys. And I'm like, oh, whatever, man, do what you're going to do. And I just turn up my Free Talk Live and keep my windows rolled up and nobody...
Ooh, you're breaking up a little
bit. He turns
thing.
Up his Free Talk Live and keep your windows what?
Keep my windows rolled up, and instead of voluntarily, like, rolling them down and, you know, submitting to whatever they're going to do. But like I said, I'm white, so they've never really bothered me. But
right. How fast do they just allow you to roll through there? I mean, you sort of said that you didn't slow down. How fast
well,
are you?
It's always a line of cars because they make you exit the freeway and go down to one lane. And a lot of times you'll be behind an 18-wheeler, so you're not going very fast.
Right, okay.
So maybe 15, 20 miles an hour.
I see.
But it, like any bureaucratic thing, it depends on the people at the individual checkpoint. So the guy that called in on Monday or Tuesday, he said that he's white, but he's been harassed. I believe it. He might have been on I-10 or something where I was on a different interstate
right.
with a more relaxed bureaucrat.
Good point.
But the most telling point is when you leave these, they don't tell you how many illegal immigrants they've stopped or whatever, they just brag about the number of drug seizures. So whatever it was there originally to do, which is for INS folks or ICE folks to catch immigrants, they don't really do that, and they just try to get people for whatever they can.
Well, that's, of course, the point behind a checkpoint is to see if they can spot a joint in the ashtray or spot something suspicious to give them probable cause to pull somebody over to the side and give them a good pat down or a terry pat or possibly a total car search. Bring the dogs over. Yeah, bring the dogs over and make them alert on the car. That way they have an excuse to break into the trunk with their crowbars.
If you're brown.
Especially if you're brown. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Pretty disturbing stuff, man. Thanks for the update, Charlie. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. The fact that we have police checkpoints in America is really frightening.
It is frightening, and it's hard to imagine. But there we've got them.
By the way, just like to point this out, Jason, this is going to be your last evening on the show for the foreseeable future, at least.
Really? So this is how you tell me.
Yeah. See you later, buddy.
You got to go, man.
No, actually, you told me a few weeks ago that you were moving.
Did.
And everybody should know that Jason has been coming into do Wednesday nights on this show for over a year, at least in this iteration of the program.
That's true.
And it's not like you're coming from across town like Mark is. Mark's got a nice leisurely 7-minute drive to get here.
Hey, I bought a house just so that I'd be closer to you.
Yeah, that's very nice. I love.
Yeah.
Jason actually is coming from St. Petersburg. We're here in Sarasota, so he's been driving at least an hour one direction and then another hour back every single time he comes out to do this show. I've never cut him a check to come here and do all this. He's come here every single time just because he likes doing Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing it. I wouldn't have done it for this long if I didn't love the show and what we're doing.
So why are you leaving the show now?
New opportunities. I suppose.
You're moving.
I'm moving.
Right. You're going farther away. So if you were to continue coming here, you'd be making a 4-hour drive every night instead of a 2-hour drive every night. And that's just too much, in my opinion. I mean, you're still welcome to show up, but I wouldn't do it if I were you.
That's a bit too taxing.
Yeah. So best of luck. I know you're moving to Orlando. You're kind of moving in with some of your buddies, getting out of the, you're currently living in your dad's house up in St. Pete.
For the next few days.
You're going to get out and get used to paying rent. I mean, you've lived on your own before.
I have.
It's not the first time.
And boy, did I bomb out.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a difficult thing to do.
Yeah, I was not mature enough, and I had a little too much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta have a job, and you gotta keep the money coming in so that you can continue to pay the bills.
Try
to keep your expenses as low as you can.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, he's
all
be
coming
doing,
together.
It's essentially going to be a practice round for you. You're basically, as I understand it, you're leaving not only to just go and live with some friends and get away from dad's house where there's no rent, there's not as many responsibilities. So you're going to add in some extra responsibilities to your life, and then
I am.
When you're ready, you're going to the Free State.
Indeed, I am.
So it's probably not the last time you're going to hear Jason on the show. In fact, we've had you on since, what, 2 or 3 years ago now? I mean, you've been around for a while, back in the local days of Free Talk Live, where you came in, and you were my co-host for a number of months.
Imagine the horror of that.
It was Ian and Jason, and Manwich was nowhere to be found, except for once a week on Thursdays.
Manwich Thursdays.
As you were known back then. And so, it's always been great to have you on the show, and best of luck over in Orlando. You are a member of the First 1000, so...
I am.
I mean, at the very latest, you'll probably be back on late 2008, because that's the deadline on the First 1000 pledge. So the First 1000 is to get 1,000 people to move to New Hampshire before the end of 2008.
I thought it was 2009, but okay.
The very end, like December 31st, 2008, is your deadline. So we'll definitely be seeing you then. And of course, if you want to, email Jason, the email address will still be active. So if
sounds good to me.
Keep in touch with him. And you've told me that there's something you've got in the works as far as your own little spinoff show. Well, we can't say anything on that now. You just told me tonight. So if that comes to fruition, we'll pass on the good news to you guys.
Indeed.
About Jason and his future.
At the very least, you could put up a podcast.
I could.
You very well could. So we'll keep you informed if something like that does come about. And it's interesting, on Free Talk Live, we've always had the opportunity to, when we've moved from one place to another over the years, and we've been pretty static where we are now for the last over a year and a half, which is great. But in the few times where we've had to leave a radio station, for instance, it's always been nice that we've been able to say goodbye to our listeners. And that's not what we're doing. Free Talk Live will continue, but in this case, it's not like Jason's just been axed and he disappears off the air and then we pretend like he didn't exist, because that's how it works in radio.
Which is actually what I suggested last week. I said that you could probably just get a few sound clips of me saying things like fellas and indeed and whatnot.
Right.
And nobody would know the difference for probably...
And Jason.
Probably a good 2 months.
Yeah, you're right about that. We could have pulled the wool over their eyes. And that's what they try to do in the radio business. When somebody gets ejected, they just sort of replace them with a new guy and act as though nothing had ever changed. In this case, Jason's going away, and we are going to miss him. So, best of
luck. I appreciate it.
800-259-9231, Jesus and the Porn Store from Waldo, Florida. We've heard of Waldo before. That's a speed trap town, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, you want to make sure you follow the speed limit in Waldo.
It's one of those towns where there's a speed limit sign behind a bush, and as you're going down the main drag, the U.S. whatever it is, 41, I'm not sure what it is there, but as you're going down the main drag through town, you don't see the speed limits change, and so therefore you're continuing to go 45 miles an hour when it's actually dropped to 30, and they've got a cop waiting for you, and that's how they make all their money.
Bam-o.
Well, that's what Waldo's known for, but now they're known for something else, a porn store called Café Risqué that was planning to open up, but now apparently a weapon of mass destruction has been utilized on the store. We'll tell you what it was, or allegedly what it was, coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site, freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to Glenn in Missouri. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Mark. Hello.
Good evening.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, I want to talk about the net neutrality a bit. That it's,
yeah,
it's not quite as simple a case as you painted with your own local ISP.
Okay.
And that's because, say, like right now, well, I'm not listening on the phone, but when I listen on my computer to Free Talk Live,
right,
you know, it goes through my ISP, and then it may go through half a dozen different telecommunication companies before it gets to your server.
Correct.
And so what happens is this would allow any one of those in-between telecommunications company to say, oh, I'm going to give some other radio feed a high priority on network so it works well and not give you the speed you need.
Why are they prevented from doing that today? Why can't they just do that right now?
Well, there are some things at the network layer to provide what's called quality of service and guarantee delivery for like things like video and audio and that kind of stuff.
Right.
But there's no fee structure really built into that right now. But you know, this is one of those cases where it's kind of difficult for the free market to work, because you basically you don't have any choice about how your traffic gets routed through the network.
Hmm. Would it not be possible? I mean, I understand, as I understand it, the internet has pretty much been an unregulated entity up until this point. Wouldn't it be possible if some backbone level providers, you know, the ultimate low level internet providers that everybody passes through, wouldn't it be possible for an extra layer to be added to a competing backbone, if you will? Or is that just not an option with the way the internet's laid out?
Well, I mean, the internet has been, you know, the prices for, you know, the big bandwidth pipes, you know, that go between point to point and stuff,
right,
have dropped drastically in the last 3-4 years because they overbuilt. And so I think they're trying to find another way to recoup their capital expenses by coming up with a way they can charge extra.
Okay. So, I mean, what's the worst-case scenario if they are allowed to charge extra? I mean, is it going to get really bad out there? Is it going to be to the point where websites are loading at a dial-up pace? I mean, what is it that we can expect to see?
Well, what will happen is that, you know, those, you know, big commercial sites, you know, they will, you know, have the capital to be able to pay that to guarantee the delivery. And what will happen is that those who have the, you know, the blogs and the other things, you know, that don't have the capital to pay that fee, you know, their service will be, you know, less usable by folks at times. So I'm all for free market solutions. I just think this is one of those cases where it's kind of difficult for it to work.
But it seems to me that the people that, at least as I've understood it, that the government's talking about passing a law to allow this to happen, to allow these companies to charge for bandwidth.
Right. And I'm not a lawyer or anything, you know, and it may be that, you know, the FCC is already regulating that. I don't know. You know, if they have to pass a law to allow it, then that somehow gives you an impression that maybe there already is something there that doesn't allow it.
It gives me the impression, right, but I question it. I mean, it seems to me that they could easily put something like that into place.
Because the market doesn't make for neutrality. And if net neutrality is somehow the zero, then that doesn't make any sense because the market wouldn't sit at neutrality. The market would favor one site over another site because that's how the market works. So,
but the market's also demanding. The market also responds to demand from consumers.
Sure, it does.
And consumers are demanding speed from all websites.
But consumers are demanding Google. Consumers are not demanding freetalklive.com comparatively.
Uh huh.
I'm telling you that's what makes sense to me. So
I think the legislator needs to stay out of it. I think
it is dangerous. Anytime the legislature talks about,
right,
we're going to pass a law, it'll fix everything.
It seems to me, you know, if they pass this law, it's going to be the first step amongst many laws that could be passed after that.
Pretty soon it's Internet 2.0, and it's a disaster for everyone.
Yeah, I'm not too pleased with it. I mean, I don't know what we can do about it. I mean, I guess is there a website out there that you can go to about this?
I'm not aware of any website. I've seen a lot of stories on Slashdot about this.
I think I've seen something like don'tregulate.com or something like that. There's something out there. There's some advocacy group that's saying, you know, look, government, keep out of our internet. We don't want you here. So that's essentially where I'm coming from on this. Hey, anything else on your mind, Glenn?
No, you know, I let the free market work, and I hope it works out.
Well, I think it would, because if people are demanding speed, then that's what they're going to get. I mean, people are just going to stop. They're going to start complaining if they're not getting their sites fast enough. I mean, it seems to me that the internet is moving faster and faster as time goes on. I'd be shocked to see that technology companies would want to impede on that progress. Thanks for the call, man. It doesn't seem like that's what anybody wants.
Well, they want sites that are demanded to go faster. So, I don't know.
No, they want money. The idea here is some of these companies want money from the big sites to give them priority over the other sites, apparently.
And then the priority is going to mean that those sites go faster.
It doesn't have anything to do with what the consumers are demanding. Google goes fast anyway. There's no pictures on the site. You just go to Google.
Google's a great site for that very purpose.
Right. All right. So, Waldo, Florida, evidence teams plan to put on protective gear and seal the room as they search for clues left behind on a contraption that investigators are calling a weapon of mass destruction. Technicians will be looking for fingerprints and other evidence that might have been left on the device, which was pumping a mix of water and a caustic chemical into a sex shop when neighbors found it on Sunday morning. The evidence crew will be breathing the air inside the room, but they won't have unprotected contact with the plastic jugs, duct tape, and hoses that make up the device. This is certainly not a complex weapon of mass destruction.
A scary one, nonetheless.
We'll explore what they did here, what these anti-porn zealots did to this porn store, causing about $30,000 in damage. On the way here, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can sneak in here in the remaining moments of the Wednesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
By the way, we had an update from one of our callers. The website for those of you that want to oppose the laws that are possibly going to be passed to allow Internet providers to, I guess, throttle bandwidth is savetheinternet.com. That's savetheinternet.com. So there's the news for that. All right, so from Waldo, Florida, according to FirstCoastNews.com, there's a porn store that was planning on opening up. Cafe Risque Adult Supercenter is what it was called. Apparently people have held all kinds of things, including prayer vigils and protests aimed at the adult bookstore along U.S. 301, trying to keep the Cafe Risque from opening its doors on time. So the place hadn't even opened yet. The efforts have all failed, so investigators say it looks like somebody has turned to what they're calling a clear act of terrorism to keep the store's owner from opening up shop. They discovered a device on Sunday morning made of 2-gallon-sized sports drink jugs connected by hoses. Somebody set it on top of the store's window air conditioning unit. Detectives say the person then strung one hose from a water spigot on the outside of the building and pushed another hose into the building through a gap above the air conditioner. So there's a little gap, but right above the air conditioner where they were able to, you know, clamp down on the hose a little bit to sneak it through under there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the water in the hose would churn it up, mix it up in the gallon jug, and enter it into the building, said the sheriff's sergeant on the scene. Investigators say one of the jugs had a harmful substance inside that flowed into the store along with the water. So, in case you're not following, hose coming from the spigot outside the store, going into this contraption, which was just a homemade two jugs with some sort of fluid in there. They described it as something with a very high pH level, which means it is a high base, like sort of a bleach compound. And so the water would flow into the jug, mix with the bleach or whatever it was. Police don't know what this chemical was. They've yet to actually test it. All they know is it had a very high pH. So it would mix with that, then flow into the store, essentially just spilling all over the place and ruining that particular room. Apparently, it damaged only one room of the store before it was actually caught. There was a security camera nearby, so they are hoping, apparently they do have a few leads on who this person might have been that did this.
It's Waldo. It's not like you interview all 47 people in town,
yeah,
and you find out who did it. Difficult.
Investigators say nobody was hurt by the chemical, but cleaning it up could cost more than $15,000. Add that to the hazmat bill of around $15,000, and you can see how costly this event has been. The scale was small, only one room had been ruined, but detectives say the punishment will be much more substantial. Under state law, by the book, deputies say this device is a weapon of mass destruction, and they're looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars in fine, perhaps 30 years in jail. According to the officer, again, you're trying to hurt people. You're trying to change their ideas or instill fear, and that's exactly what terrorists do. So this person is a local terrorist. So
I can't say I disagree.
I can't say I disagree.
Yeah. But did you see that the device did $15,000 worth of damage, and then to call the cops in to figure it all out cost $15,000 too?
Right.
I mean, these guys are as expensive as destroyed room.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, bad news. Apparently, that's what the Jesus people will go to. They'll go to that sort of an extreme to keep a porn shop from opening up.
It's what Jesus would do.
Pretty outrageous. Boys, it's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
And we will see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. If you